Okay.
Good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful day out there. Keeps threatening to be spring out, although it's still a little bit chilly, but we have high hopes. I would like to call to order the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, March 28th, 2019. Let me just give a little bit of information about the agenda, which looks a lot longer than it actually is. By the way, we do have a quorum for those of you who are in the room, and it looks like there's only three of us. We have Commissioner Walther on the phone with us telephonically, so that works to create a quorum. Items 2 and 3 on the agenda, the advisory opinion, advisory opinions 2018, 12, and 13 from Defending Digital Campaigns, Inc. and Osaya Network, LLC, by request of the requesters, are being held over till the next meeting. They wanted to have a time when their counsels could be here and engage with us, and it worked out better for them next time, apparently. So those have been sitting around for a while. We hope that we're going to be able to resolve those requests soon. Also, the end of the agenda, the Audit Division recommendation memoranda on Hall for Congress and Jill Stein for President were both approved on tally, so they are no longer they no longer require any discussion here. And you can see the documents on the website. So that brings us to correction and approval of the minutes. Mr. Vice Chairman, do you have a motion for us?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. I move approval of the minutes for the meeting on December 13th, 2018, as set forth in agenda document number 19-05-A, as well as the minutes for the meeting on February 7th, 2019, as set forth in agenda document number 1906-A.
Thank you. Is there any discussion on the motion? If not, I will call the question. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
And the motion passes unanimously. That brings us to what looks like item 4 on the agenda, draft advisory opinion 2019-01. It starts today, submitted by Jonathan Zucker. Do we have counsel either on the phone or with us?
Yes, he's on the phone.
Okay. Mr. Zucker, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Okay, good. I wanted to make sure that you had a connection and that you could hear us and we could hear you. And we welcome to the table Heather Fillmyer, a brand new attorney here at the FEC, and we're delighted to have you present for the first time and to have you with our agency. So please take it away.
Thank you, Chair Weintraub, and good morning, commissioners. Before you is agenda document 1909A, a draft advisory opinion responding to a request from It Starts Today, which is a non-connected political committee. The requester asks whether it may establish new types of nominee and presumptive nominee funds that would accept contributions earmarked for candidates, conditioned on those candidates receiving the endorsement of a specified endorsing organization. The draft concludes that the proposed funds are permissible and any contributions would be made only by the original contributor and not by the requester because, one, the requester would disperse the funds after the public endorsement of the specified endorsing organization, which is an objective, easily determinable fact outside of the control of the requester. Two, the requester would specify in the solicitation a specific date by which the condition must be met. Three, the requester would distribute the funds to a previously identified default recipient if this triggering condition was not met. And four, the requester would clearly communicate all of this information to contributors in the solicitation. We did not receive any comments on the request or the draft. Thank you, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
And I understand there are a couple of small changes that are required in the draft. Do you want to just spell those out for us at the top?
Yes. On page 1 of the draft, on line 12 and 15, where it says prospective nominee, that should say presumptive nominee.
Okay, thank you. We'll be sure to incorporate that change into any motion that is made. Are there any questions for our counsel or for Mr. Zucker or any comments on the draft? Mr. Vice Chairman.
I don't have any immediate questions. I don't know if the requester's counsel, who's on the line, has any comment that he would like us to consider before we maybe even move to motions.
Mr. Zucker?
I do not at this time. Thank you very much.
Okay. My only comment would be I think that this fits squarely within past precedent of the commission, and I think it's a really relatively straightforward request, and I plan to support the draft, subject to the edits that have been discussed here at the table.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. I agree that it is squarely within past precedents, particularly the We Lead AO seems very similar to me. So if Commissioner Walther, did you have any questions?
As I read through it at the beginning, and that was really just trying to see when we talk about what's public and what's not. If this is a default organization, how much latitude would be available to just move it in any direction? I guess that's when the default recipient might be something that becomes very important with a huge amount of money, and it'd be hard to pin down at that point whether there are any parameters at all with respect to what that money would, where that money would go. When you just say default recipient, to me that seemed a little vague, not so much in this instance, but in potential other ones. And that had me somewhat concerned that in, could be incidents in which the primary recipient or expected recipient pulls out or, you know, for some way does not complete the campaign. And then there's a default one, but then that leaves the donor and the public a little bit, or leaves it up in the air a little bit as to who makes that choice. And where are there any parameters? So maybe there could be some conversation on how that is planned to be work in that case.
Well, it's my understanding that council has determined that there are objective criteria that the requester has laid out. That so that it would be pretty clear who would be getting the money and what happens if no one fulfills all of the criteria for the money. And ultimately, all of the donations to, if it goes to a candidate, all the donations will be disclosed from the original donors to that candidate. Am I getting that right, Council?
That's correct. And the default recipient would be specified in the solicitation, so it wouldn't be something that will be determined after the point the conditions are not met.
So donors would know.
Okay, that's fine. That was mainly my concern as to when that determination is made. If it's done at the time the contribution is made, that's fine.
Yeah, donors would know up front. And Mr. Zucker, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but it's my understanding that donors would know up front how the process would determine who would be the primary recipient of the money and under what circumstances it would go to the default recipient and who that default recipient would be. Am I getting that right, Mr. Zucker?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes, Chairman. That's exactly how it would work.
Okay. In that case, I am prepared to support the draft, and I'm prepared to entertain motions. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. With respect to our consideration of Draft Advisory Opinion 2019-01, it starts today. I move approval of Agenda Document Number 19-09-A, otherwise known as Draft A.
With the edits discussed at the table by council?
Edits discussed in the table, which I believe were on page 1 of the draft, lines 12 and 15, that the words prospective would be replaced by presumptive.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay. The Vice Chairman has moved approval of the Draft Advisory Opinion 2019-01. It starts today as set forth in Agenda Document 19-09A and as amended as discussed at the table. Is there any discussion on the motion? If not, I will call the question. All in favor say aye.
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 The motion passes unanimously. Congratulations, Mr. Zucker. You have your opinion.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And thank you, Ms. Fillmore.
Thank you.
The next item on the agenda is Draft Advisory Opinion 2019-02 from Bill Nelson for Senate. I believe we have, yes, we have counsel. So we welcome Mr. Wilson and Ms. Jacobs to the table. Don't know if people will have questions for you, but we appreciate your coming in to be available for us. And Mr. Winsicker.
Thank you, Chair Weintraub. Good morning, Commissioners. Agenda document 1910A is a draft response to an advisory opinion request submitted by Bill Nelson for Senate. The requester asks whether it may use excess funds in its recount account to make a donation to a charitable organization or a transfer to a national party committee's account for recounts, contests, or other legal proceedings. The draft concludes that because the proposed donation or transfer would not be for the purpose of influencing a federal election, and the excess recount funds would be disposed of in a manner similar to how candidates may permissibly dispose of excess campaign funds under the Act, the proposal is permissible. We received no comments on the request and two on the draft. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Wenzinger. Does anyone have any questions or comments? Or in light of the fact that we had some late-breaking comments, maybe I should ask Mr. Wilson and Ms. Jacobs if you would like to say anything in particular about the comments that we received, including yours.
Thank you so much, Chair. I don't have much to say. I think that the draft advisory opinion gets this legal analysis exactly right. There were some comments submitted yesterday that we responded to that I think started to raise some questions about how exactly the party committees were permitted to spend funds, you know, from the recount and legal proceedings account. I think those aren't directly before the commission today. We would welcome additional guidance on exactly the parameters of how those accounts should function, what kind of expenditures would be permissible from any of the new accounts for the party committees. Indeed, you know, we, I think about 3 years ago, filed a petition for rulemaking. We'd welcome additional guidance from the commission on those issues. I think that, however, those questions are really not before the commission today and actually don't need to be addressed in order to answer the advisory opinion request that is before you today. I think the draft advisory opinion gets it exactly right.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from my colleagues? Well, I'd just like to say that I think that the other commenter did raise an important issue, which you have also raised, which is that we have yet to do a rulemaking on the changes that were the result of what we've come to call the cromnibus. And I think those are long overdue. I know this is invisible to the public, but there actually has been a fair amount of work done on that internally. The staff have prepared a draft notice of proposed rulemaking on this topic, which I recently asked to be recirculated to my colleagues in hopes that we could actually push an NPRM out the door sometime, perhaps soon. So I think these are important questions that deserve clarification. Our regulations are out of sync with the statute. Hopefully, this particular rulemaking won't be terribly controversial. I could see there might be an issue or two that might be a little bit sticky, but I think that it is largely uncontroversial that Congress changed the law, and we need to amend our regulations to reflect that. I also want to point out that the draft says in at least three different places the same thing, but it's I'll just quote from page 5, line 18 to 20, that any funds that the committee transfers to the DSCC recount account also could not be used for the purpose of influencing a federal election. And this is a statement that you have also reflected in your comments, Mr. Wilson, as a concept that you are well aware of. We don't have the DSCC in front of us today, obviously, although I think you know those guys. So this isn't really a request about what they do with the money, although there is, in fact, guidance in the AO about what they are and are not allowed to do with the money. So, you know, to the extent there's any confusion about that, which I don't think there is, you know, maybe you could do your friends a favor and point that language out to them. But given that that language is in there, I think it's pretty plain that the commission is stating that that restriction does apply to these funds, and I think that that restriction follows the funds, no matter whose pocket the money ends up in. I also think that giving the money to the DSCC recount fund has a certain logic to it, since the donors gave money to the Bill Nelson recount fund to support recount efforts on behalf of a Democratic senator. The closest analog to fulfill the intention of the donors of what they wanted their money spent on, it seems to me, would in fact be the committee that supports recount efforts on behalf of Democratic senators. So there is a certain logic to Mr. Nelson's plan. And with those comments, I plan to support the draft. Are there any other comments, questions? If not, I'll entertain a motion. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. With respect to the consideration of draft advisory opinion 2019-02, Bill Nelson for Senate, I move approval of agenda document number 19-10-A, which is draft A.
Thank you. The Vice Chairman has moved approval of agenda document number 19-10-A, draft answer to the advisory opinion request from Bill Nelson for Senate, which would become AO 2019-02. Are there any comments or questions on the motion? If not, I will call the question. All in favor say aye.
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 And the motion passes unanimously.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Council, and thank you, Council. The next item on the agenda is Draft Advisory Opinion 2019-03, DC Libertarian Party, Draft A. Ms. Jury.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair Weintraub. Good morning, Commissioners. Before you is agenda document 19-11-A, a draft advisory opinion responding to a request from the DC Libertarian Party. The requester asks whether it qualifies as a state committee of a national political party. The draft concludes that the DC Libertarian Party qualifies as a state committee of the Libertarian National Party because, one, the Libertarian National Party is a political party, two, the DC Libertarian Party is part of the official party structure of the Libertarian National Party, and three, the DC Libertarian Party is responsible for the day-to-day operations of the Libertarian Party, National Party, at the state level. We did not receive any comments on the request or on the draft. Thank you. I'd be happy to address any questions that you may have.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Ms. Jory or comments, Mr. Vice Chairman?
I don't have any questions or comments. This is a pretty straightforward and not infrequent type of request that we get here at the commission. And I'd be happy to make a motion unless anybody else has any thing that they want to say on this request.
Well, I'm just a little bit wistful when I look at the sentence that says the District of Columbia constitutes a state for purposes of the Act and Commission regulations. I wonder if there's anything else we could do about that. But this would declare them a state political, state committee of a political party operating in the District of Columbia. I will entertain motions, Mr. Vice Chairman.
Right. Thank you, Madam Chair. In consideration of Draft Advisory Opinion 2019-03, submitted by the DC Libertarian Party, I move approval of agenda document number 19-11-A, which is draft A.
Vice Chairman has moved approval of the draft advisory opinion for the DC Libertarian Party as set forth in agenda document number 19-11-A, would become advisory opinion 2019-03. Any comments or questions on the motion? If not, I will call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Was that an aye, Commissioner Walther? You're a little, you broke up there for a second.
Sure, yes, it was an aye.
Okay. In that case, the motion passes unanimously. Mr. Palmer, are there any management or administrative matters that we need to discuss?
Madam Chair, there are no such matters.
In that case, this meeting is adjourned. Enjoy your day, everyone.